I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, it is local musician Toby Thomas Churchill. Welcome, Toby.
Hi.
And he has his bandmate from the All Rights, Chad. What's Chad's last name? He doesn't have a mic, so.
Amborn.
That's right. I didn't want to say it wrong, but otherwise known as Chavo is here.
That's correct.
Helping you out. And you have a brand new solo album out, and we're going to talk about that in just a bit. Well, let's get started, you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat. What do you want to play first?
All right. But I know you won't survive it. Push all of your toys into a pile, which I will then decipher.
That's Toby Thomas Churchill live from Studio A. And I'm always curious, why the Thomas in there?
Well, it turns out there's this guy in England, and his name's Toby Churchill, and he started this medical company, and apparently, like medical supply company, and apparently people like it. It's the medical supply company to go to if you're in England. And so if you Google Toby Churchill, that guy comes up a lot. So I thought, well, I'll be Toby Thomas Churchill. Or kill him. I thought the first one is a better idea.
And more likely to keep you out of jail. So.
Right.
Well, a solo album. Now, you're still playing stuff with the All Rights. What inspired you to do a solo? Oh, and what was the name of that first song, by the way?
It was called Two Brothers.
Two Brothers.
Well, I don't know. I think I just wanted to do yet more stuff. Sometimes I feel like I could probably start two more bands, but it's difficult enough as it is, so I won't. But what I'm saying is that I always feel compelled to want to, Chad's laughing, he's like, no, two more bands, we'll never see you again. I just always feel compelled to, express as much as I possibly can, and since I already knew how to write tunes, it was a kind of a, I'll do more of that, and so...
So how did you just and there's quite a few of them on this album, 17, right?
There are 17 tracks on the album. It's about, 2 years or more, really, from the writing process standpoint, in the making. I think there was 22 actually we recorded, and we got rid of a few, but that and half the songs are like 2 minutes, so it's probably more like a 14-track, 13-track album.
And what made you say, these are for my Toby Churchill album, not for an All Rights thing?
You know what, I'm not really sure. I think I just got in the mindset of, right now I'm writing songs for this, and I just kind of put my head down and did that. There have been a few instances where I wrote some All Rights tunes in that time, and I just felt like, well, this is an All Rights tune I'm writing. I don't know why, or I don't think I've ever had the situation where, actually, it's funny, towards the end of this record, I had a song that I really liked, an idea and a theme. I was like, oh, this is good. Oh, nobody's ever said this like that, I don't think. I thought, just for a second, I was tempted, like, oh, maybe I can get this in on the solo record just to, but no, and I brought it to the All Rights, and we're going to eventually record. I think it'll be pretty sweet. So that's the only instance I can think of where I actually had a momentary dilemma. Otherwise, it was just, I knew what song I was working on for what project.
And you're prolific enough that, you know, you can put 17 songs on this album.
I've written three songs since we've already started this interview.
Wow, can you do any of them?
No. Yeah, no, I just was cranking stuff out, so I wanted to have another avenue. So.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, when you're doing that, is there a lot of not so great stuff in there and you find the good stuff, or do you just kind of, is it all pretty good? I'm just curious, because some people, you know, they're not that prolific, but they, you know, but they end up with, when they do come out with stuff, it's all.
I think over the years I've gotten better at filtering pretty fast what is or isn't a good idea, but there were tunes, I mean, there are times where I think I've got something like, I'm a genius, and the next day I wake up, this is terrible. So that happens still. Like I said, there was 22 tracks on the record, and whatever, do the math there, 5 tracks didn't make the cut. Just for a couple of those were like, you know, hours and hours and hours of recording went into it, and it just, something about it didn't work or whatever.
And the album is called Death.
Death.
Kind of right to the point. Where, what inspired that?
I think I got the idea in my mind, I don't know, a year and a half ago when I basically started recording, and it just kept sticking there. I played with other titles and stuff, and like you said, that word, you know, I mean, that's like, it is the word, you know, no word says more about existing than that word, I think. So I just, it just stuck with it, yeah.
And the first song, you said it was two brothers, and there's a song about a mom, a song about a dad. There's kind of, it seems like there's a lot of family themes,
yeah,
on
I
here.
Guess.
Is that on purpose, or?
You know what, it really wasn't, I guess. I just like those people. They're cool people.
So is it autobiographical as far as
I'd say
kind of based on?
The whole thing is, and I think even most of the stuff that I do with the All Rights, even if it's a little less obvious, is all pretty autobiographical. I'm a big fan of the... I knew for sure that I wasn't going to write anything on this record that was really outside of who I was. Like, there wasn't going to be any... I don't know what a good example. It just came to my head, Elton John, probably because I'm going May 6th to the show, you know. So, yeah, I know, right?
I'm giving him a, what? You got tickets?
Yeah, face? Totally. But I was just thinking of the song.
Now, who did you have to kill to get those tickets?
Yeah, no, we barely got them. It's a other funny story.
Well, good
but,
for you. Good
yeah,
for you.
No kidding. His song came to my head for some reason, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Now, I didn't imagine Elton John was doing a lot of going around Saturday night, doing much fighting, is my guess. I could be wrong. But it works. It works. It's a great song, and I love it. And you know, maybe nobody else could even do it but him. But anyways, I decided on the record that there wouldn't be any of those kinds of things.
Kind of
I wouldn't,
character songs.
Saturday Night wasn't going to be All Right for Fighting for me, I don't think, on this record. So yeah, it is autobiographical.
Unless that was something that you actually enjoy doing.
Right. Which, you know, I haven't since at least my early 20s enjoyed such a thing. So.
Well, tell me about that first song that you did. That with that context, I want to know what inspired that.
Yeah, that's just a, you know, I guess a lot of it is about, which isn't a very new subject. I realize it's kind of the thing that we all tend to long for from time to time, just the loss of childhood innocence, wanting to go back, but you can't. Yeah, I just kind of think about being a child with my brother and... yeah, I don't know what else to say about that.
So just kind of looking back and what that inspired?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Where did you make the album?
I made the album at Crazy Beast Studio in Minneapolis with Ben Durant, who's a hell of a guy. He did the last, he did the All Rights EP and a couple other one-offs we did, and he's just a guy that I super clicked with. Just one of those happenstance lucky things that you run into a guy and he ends up clicking. I feel like that doesn't happen enough. I felt as a younger person that was going to happen a lot, and it didn't. So finding one guy outside of the close circle of the band who I thought was great, and I think thought I was special. And he's done a lot of interesting things down there with Andrew Bird and Dosh and these people. And so I knew he knew what he was doing, and he does.
Great. And you played a lot of the stuff on the album yourself, most of it?
Yeah, I did. And not, I don't think for any particular reason. It was easier to, it's a lot easier to get yourself to the studio than it is five musicians on a solo record. So that might have been part of the genesis. But yeah, so I started off as just tunes with a guitar and vocal or piano and vocal, and I just started adding stuff until it sounded right. And so I just kept tracking. So if I needed to play drums on a tune, I would, which would take me at least two tracks, you know. I'm just not really a drummer. Or I'd play the bass, or if I thought it needed guitar, or we threw glockenspiel on there, banjo. There were a few times where I got some people together. At one point we had like 10 people and doing a sing-alongy songy on there called Blink of an Eye, and then we ended up adding another 10 later. Had Sarah Softich come in and play violin on one, and of course Chad and Danny from my band, they came in and did various things. But most of it was just me going, this needs this, so let's find that around and I'll play it.
And there is a lot of variety on the album. You know, it's not just you and your guitar. Like you said, there's the song where there's kind of a chorus of people, and then there's the glockenspiel in another song. And I kind of like that about it, because especially since there's so many songs on there, if they were all just kind of the same, that would be not very interesting.
Right.
So I think you did a good job of kind of keeping some variety in there.
I appreciate that. I think it was a conscious effort, or rather that's just what I like to do. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's hear another tune from the album, or not, whatever you want to do. I'm assuming from the album, since
yes,
that's what we're talking about.
I'm going to do Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, if that's okay. I'm a little cover version.
Well, let's check with Elton John, and if he's cool, let's do it.
He doesn't care. Okay, this one's called She's My Mom.
When I was a boy a million years ago, she had a big ladies afro, big black curls in a cloud of hairspray. Hers was a whole lot of hair, I dare say. Didn't get selling her cheap attention, yet that never was her intention. Mean old ladies talk about her, and then I get mad, stick my tongue out at them, point letter in some church, or talking about her down at school. They wanna make her feel real bad, but she didn't even care. She's my mom. Making ends meet up, yes, could stress her. Couldn't pay less than his best hairdresser. She won bad mother under pressure. While she kept the lights on, don't know, God bless her. Making ends meet up, yes, could stress her. You couldn't pay less than world's best hairdresser. About her, and then I still get mad and step my hands out at them, thinking about her lips in church or talking about her down at school. They make her feel real bad, but she didn't even care. She's my mom. Yes, there are days when a black and sadness fills her soul. Places from the past do haunt her, and they take their toll. When they raised her up, there was enough love to spend, but mostly in they spent it all on themselves instead, I guess. But with what love was given, she times it by a million, then shoots it back out again, already eating like a son. She's my mom.
Yeah.
Toby Churchill live from Studio A, and she's my mom. And you're actually talking about your mom in that song. Because
I am talking about mom. I liked that first verse so much I sang it twice. I really liked that one.
What a nice tribute to your mom. So she had some tough times. And I'm sure that's something when you were growing up, you're looking at it from a different perspective now than
yes.
at the time.
When I was a kid, my mom, this was in the 80s. I mean the 90s. I just realized I dated myself. You're old. I'm old. We're old. Anyways, back in the 80s when I was a kid, my mom, she was kind of a out there lady. And it was less prevalent, I swear to you, in the 80s around Duluth to be quite that. Yeah, she had the big giant afro and she was just rocking some crazy clothes. And, you know, she was kind of hippie meets what was going on in the 80s, kind of the 80s. Art housey looking kind of thing, kind of a combination of it, and she was fantastic. And as a kid, it was wonderful to grow up with that. But at the same time, out in public, she drew a lot of attention. But she didn't really seem to care. But I, you know, I would be more angry at the people who seemed it was necessary to stare more than I would be embarrassed. So yeah, and she was just such a great lady, and still is. So I thought I'd write a song about that.
And how did she react to the song?
She loved it. That's she nearly cool. died. She nearly died.
Well, what a nice gift to her, as it were. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to do more shows around this solo album? Or
I'm going to do a release show in Minneapolis tomorrow night at 331 Club in Northeast, which is a cool little spot. That's with a band called Unguided, which the guy who recorded me, Ben Durant, he's in that band, as he is in Roma de Luna. It was easy to book, though. It's easy to book those bands when you really know somebody, you know. but yeah, so that's the big Minneapolis one, and I got the big Duluth one, and then after that I'm just gonna retire, go live in the woods, and be a hermit. I don't know, you know, I don't have plans beyond that. All right, so probably do some recording again. Yeah, I'm just gonna see where it goes. I hope people like the record, and if they do, I'll do stuff with that.
When I see you out doing some solo shows now and again.
Yeah, you know, here and there, you know, what I do from this point out is I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. I may try to really get the ball rolling and try and get out there. Yeah, I think it'll have to do a lot with what I can get people to how they react to the record and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And now there actually are quite a few albums on the album, or songs on the album that are not family related, but I think you said you were going to finish up with the one
right.
about your dad, is that right?
That's right. The three songs that are about family members, I'm playing them all today. Apparently I'm fond of them. They're easy to play too without having much accompaniment.
So. Tell me about some of the other songs on the album.
Let's see. There's a lot of, you know, there's lighthearted stuff there. I always try to mix it in with the kind of grim or deep, kind of somber, melancholy stuff. There's a bit like life, I guess, you know, there's ups and downs, and so the record's like that, because there's a song on there, Be My Wife. See, it's not people I'm just related to, it's also people I'm married to. That's kind of a fun one, and then there's, you know, these songs like Happenstances and Winter March that are a little bleak. They're definitely on there. Yeah, I don't know, you just had to buy the record and find out.
Well, tell me about this last one about your dad.
This is one that I wrote right at the very beginning. I mean, maybe even as long as 3 years ago when I started kind of penning little guitar ones that I thought might be a solo record. And I just came home one night, actually from a Reef gig. I'm looking over at Chad, our drummer here, which was always an interesting experience. And by interesting, I mean depressing. That's probably why this song is depressing. I wrote all my depressing ones after coming home from it. No offense to the Reef or anything. I mean, they know what they're like. I'm just kidding, the Reef. I'm making the jokes. Anyways, so I came home one night and I just wrote this. I was, you know, I'm always trying to encapsulate how does one define the defining moment of their life or the turning point of their young life, and you can't really, so I just do my best with little tunes like this. Shall I? Long ago my dad left this mortal land, and yes, Pink Floyd was his favorite band.
I know that's probably for pretend, but somehow through Pink Floyd we speak again. All right. Yes, he comes through when I hear hey, you. He does appear with wish you were here. Oh Lord, I know that it's foolish and dumb, but I swear we're talking in comfortably numb. All right.
Toby Churchill live from Studio A and a song called Pink Floyd. I like how you managed to work all those song titles in there. The way that fits into the song is kind of nice. Well, thank you so much, Toby.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming and thanks, Chet, for stopping by as well.
Thanks.
If you want to check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.